Welcome back to the Fury Electric Studio on this Halloween 2013. In the Fury Electric Studio today, we have Christina LaCure, who is putting to the test our French fries with vinegar and pepper. We do want to thank Wendy's again for providing. Headband is here. RJ is here. Our buddy Nate Olson from Sync Weekly, who, by the way, doing a spectacular job. I find Sync to be one of the most compelling publications in all the world now.
Checks in the mail, brother.
I was going to say before you got here, so it didn't seem like I was sucking up, because I truly believe it. Really doing a great job. We're going to talk to Nate about something he did this week on Alanis Harris. And our intern is here as well. Intern, who went and retrieved the peanut butter. Headband, your peanut butter is melted nice. So the test was, we got this debate about peanut butter on a cheeseburger, or a regular burger rather, and white vinegar and pepper on fries, which I've never tried. The peanut butter on the burger was my idea. I've been telling people for years. So RJ, Texan, give me the Tommy Smith style food in your mouth response. How is the peanut butter burger treating you?
It's not bad.
It's pretty good, isn't it? Do you feel any urge to throw up at all?
This studio is going to be so messy.
It's got a weird taste to it, but it's not bad. I think if you get over the whole looking at it, the looking at it part's terrible.
Yes. That's how people feel about us. Here's the thing. It's kind of a rich, decadent thing. There's another. It adds a texture to it that is so spectacular. It's luxurious, isn't it?
Are you going
to
try this?
It's very.
Yes, I am. I want to try the fries. The peanut butter burger is a luxurious treat, much akin to David Ortiz's beard.
It's very messy.
Looks like everybody's having a good time, though.
Yeah.
Wait, did Matt not try this?
Matt, come in here.
No, it's all right. I'll be in here.
Matt, get you some of this. I'll let you have half of mine.
Right
okay.
Here.
I'll just take your word on it.
I'll bring it to you.
I have to be honest. This is not terrible with the vinegar and the pepper on the fries.
It's actually really good.
Well, it's not great. Here's the thing.
The fries are a little cold now.
Yeah. I mean, we did heat them up, and that's not anybody's fault but our own. But have you ever had malt vinegar on your fries?
Yes.
I think malt vinegar is a superior vinegar on the fries, and I do love it. So, like, if I go to... You know, like a fish and chips place, yeah. And I load up on malt vinegar all over it. Oh, yeah,
Captain
buddy.
D's,
you know where it's at.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I'm not a big fan of the fries.
Really?
The fries.
I like them.
I don't like wet fries, and those are.
if they were hotter, it wouldn't absorb as much.
If they were actually, like, still crunchy fries that had the taste of vinegar, it may be better, but to have saturated fries, I'm not a big fan of.
I agree with you, but it's because they're cool right now.
I have to be honest, the peanut butter burger is even better than I remember. I'm going to start doing this once a week at my house.
I didn't try it.
You got to make it skippy, chunky, though, Justin.
I like the creamy. It melts over nice. Yeah, I do.
I like the chunky.
Again, that adds a whole different element, Nate.
It is good, though.
Okay. It sounds like the show with no name.
I so have to get Tommy to do this.
Where'd he go?
He had to go take a nap.
He was just walking around the halls right before we started the challenge. I was going to try to get him in here.
Where is he? Tommy, come here.
He's home curled up. He's like every other guy. He's home thinking about you and Holly Saunders calling each other hot.
And so you don't think you should regulate kids with their candy, huh?
Nope.
I so think you should put like a, if they're...
Every day of the week, probably, but maybe not on Halloween. Yeah. Halloween is like a special occasion.
I don't know. You should have like a fat kid bucket and a skinny kid
that's
bucket.
That's not true.
That's
terrible.
That's horrible that you say
Look,
that.
You need a... You can't change a kid's outfit. You can't change a kid's look on Halloween, okay?
No, I agree.
If a kid is overweight or an adult is overweight,
I agree.
If yeah. I eat 17 pounds of candy tonight, is that going to make me any fatter than I was today?
That would be mean, but see,
no.
Not really. Will gain weight.
I just think that, like, I remember days of getting apples and stuff, and you could still throw some of that stuff in there.
No, here's the thing.
No,
it's the one day a year where you got to let kids splurge. It's like, well, I'm not going to eat pumpkin pie even though it's Thanksgiving. What are you, an idiot? Yeah. I mean, come on.
Pumpkin pie is a way better choice than any other dessert, just so you know.
You can't put pumpkin pie in a kid's bucket, though. That's not going to work, Christina. You're not even being reasonable.
I'm talking about on Thanksgiving.
I agree.
It's a better choice than any other
I like
other
it much
desserts.
More than pecan pie, but that's a good way to get slapped by a Southern.
Is I grew up in the 80s. We ate fast food all the time.
Yeah.
We did dangerous stuff on our bikes and all that, and
Crazy.
We turned out just fine.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, relatively.
We played dodgeball and contact sports in gym class.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can't do that.
No.
Can't you have people handing out notes about obese kids? Come on.
Loser.
No, that is pathetic, and you should not do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, but, yeah.
That would just
You got to let your kids go crazy.
You got to let your kids... the fast food stuff, I know, if you eat it in moderation.
I
you
let
know,
my
we,
kids
we
go...
We all did that stuff, Happy Meals and stuff growing up.
Absolutely.
I played outside, though, too.
I let my kids go ape on Halloween candy for about 3 days. After 3 or 4 days, then we start regulating it like we used to with regular candy, you know, like normally do. You know, because I don't let them eat, like, you know, 18 Hershey bars before dinner normally. But around Halloween, you got to let it ride.
So you give them 3 or 4 days?
Yeah, 3 or 4 days where they can go nuts. It's all right.
It's kind of rough, man.
Not good?
One or two. They get one or two.
I'm a terrible parent, HB, for a number of reasons. So this is just added
to
the list.
See, Avery's got an area upstairs in his house where he can lock the door and they can just run around and be kids, you know? I couldn't handle that. No.
I'd much rather they do candy for 2 or 3 days than eat one serving of puff crack. Cotton candy's the worst thing ever invented.
Cotton candy is fantastic, bro.
It is. It's horrible, though. It's horrible for you. If you missed it yesterday, Wally Hall, during our Alyssa Milano interview, started making inappropriate comments. Really, inappropriate noises, I guess, would be a better way to phrase it. Matty T, as he always does, taking it to the next level. This is Wally Hall, Alyssa Milano, The Grunt, The Remix. And Wally Hall, if you're half the man I think you are, you've got to mention Alyssa Milano in one of your columns in the next couple of weeks. Here's the original if you missed it yesterday. Alyssa Milano, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? I mean, is that little lady a breath of fresh air or what? I mean, come on. Fantastic.
I had to remember what she looked like because I'm not very good with actors and actresses, so I went back and Googled. She's super hot.
She's cute.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not going to grunt over or anything, mm-mm, but she's super hot.
No. It's inappropriate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Check out Poison Ivy, too.
Is she in that?
And naked.
Oh, yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You know what?
She's if you're into that kind of thing.
She's a... okay. Never seen that one, actually. Bill.
Hey, Jeff. It makes me so happy to know that you enjoy something like a peanut butter burger. The reason is, this is the treat that I've enjoyed since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Get a bowl of chili, pour the crackers and Fritos or whatever you put there. It's going to soak all the juice up. Then you just make you just a plain peanut butter sandwich on just a plain piece of white bread. And you dip your peanut butter sandwich into the chili juice. That's probably one of my all-time favorite things in the history of the world. And my wife and my kids and everybody that ever eats a bowl of chili with me thinks it's disgusting. They won't try it.
Huh.
And I say, it's wonderful, but they won't try it. And I'm going to go home and say, hey, that's my great eat some peanut butter burger. So I'm not the only crazy person in the world.
There's lots of stuff I do that doesn't make it right, Bill, but I encourage you to try it. I appreciate the call. You have the worst. We have the worst cell phone. His cell phone is actually worse than Edward Ashoff's, which I didn't think was possible. Ethan.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Christina, you think it's bad that they want to give a letter to fat kids?
I do.
But you think it's good that they give Play-Doh to kids?
Yeah, what's wrong with Play-Doh?
Well, I mean, it goes against Halloween. It's about candy. It's not about, but my question for you is, your friends give Play-Doh for Halloween. Do they give crayons for Easter? Do they add them?
Yeah, I have absolutely no problem with giving out crayons or Play-Doh or, like, some little toy. I mean, 98% of the population is going to give you candy and chocolate. So I actually think it's pretty sweet that when you go into your bag, you're like, oh, yeah, I got some Play-Doh here and a little bit
I will say,
here.
Hey, I got a toothbrush. Crayons for Easter before.
Hey, I'm gonna go ahead and tell you, that house will see about 3 kids.
And 12
like
eggs.
And they're not going to get Play-Doh.
No.
That's probably true.
That's the funny part. It's like there's kids walking up. They're like, nah, bro. This is a Play-Doh house, bro. Let's move on. This isn't even worth the 12 steps it's going to take you to get from the street to the front door.
Mass text goes out.
And Justin, would you please quit playing that Wally clip?
Which one?
I'm about to throw up.
That may be our new open song. That may be our new open.
That's good work on the remix.
Thank you, Matt. Good work, buddy. Pat on the back, my friend. Coming up, we're going to do the 13 horror movies that have Academy Awards on their IMDb or their resume or whatever you want to say. To their credit.
You've already
got
these, Liz. You're not just going to do them off the top of your head like we do on
We're going to come up with them now.
You've actually got, some show prep.
Hey, we show prep. Tommy Smith does a lot of show prep.
I'm sure he does.
Every day.
Godzilla versus Mothra, I believe, won a couple of Academy Awards. Achievement in lighting.
Something. Just asking.
They won Academy Awards at the Academy Awards like the week before, where they show like highlights of it. There's like a 2-minute package.
Yeah.
And now, a highlight package of all the losers who weren't worthy of being at the real Academy Awards tonight. And then they roll the tape. I feel bad for those guys. Yeah. It's like, oh, wow, you won an Academy Award? Well, that's awesome. Yeah, but I was on that crappy award show the week before when nobody was there watching. Kind of lame. Anyway.
Yeah.
So we'll do that in a little bit. All right, Nate, we're here to talk about Sync Weekly and eat peanut butter burgers. RJ, you're free to go.
Another one?
Thank you.
Yes, I do, actually.
There you are.
I don't want the whole thing, but I'll split it with someone.
I'm out.
So can we talk about, before we get into this, because this is obviously a great,
sure, yeah,
great addition. But you did a thing on Kiko the other day, too.
Yeah.
Where is that again? Because I read it, and I can't remember where
it's at. Arkansas Life magazine.
Okay.
Yeah, that's one of our...
That comes to my house.
Yeah.
I read
it. It's one of our sister publications in the promotions department up there, and Katie Bridges, the editor, was nice enough to let me do that story. And hopefully we'll do some more sports stuff, too, for them. It's a good magazine. Got a lot of good stuff in there. And they do some sports every now and then. But, yeah, I went up there in early September to Fayetteville and spent some time with Kiko and Coach Anderson, and it was good. Yeah, Haydar is one of those guys that, you know, if you had a daughter, you'd want him to marry her. You know, he's a good kid. He takes his, you know, being a role model very seriously. I think he grew up there, and he idolized a lot of those kids that played at Arkansas. So I think he understands what kind of power you have as an athlete at Arkansas.
Yeah.
And so he does a lot of stuff with kids. He never turned down an autograph and that kind of thing. So that was good. And then learning just about how smart he is, that Bodenheimer scholarship that he's on, only like a couple percent of the kids at Arkansas are on that. So just a really good representative. And I think when he was named captain last year in January, some people kind of raised their eyebrows by that. But when you talk to Mike Anderson about him, he just glows about it. He says he's the most brilliant kid he's ever coached. And as far as his attitude and the way he does things, he says it's contagious with the rest of the team because they see a guy out there that's 5'10", 160 pounds, you know, laying his body on the line, and that is contagious to the rest of the team.
So, Alanis Harris, necessary toughness is the headline on the front of Sync, and this is a guy that is, as we've been talking about, he is not just a guy that we think is going to be pretty good. He is a proven collegiate commodity.
Yeah.
As Arkansas fans can remember from his performance in North Little Rock a couple years ago.
An interesting story. I was mulling over over the summer who we should put on there on the cover of Razorback Basketball. Was looking at his story, a guy that wanted to go to Arkansas out of high school that got snubbed by John Pelfrey. They initially had offered him and then pulled it back. And he went to Houston, and he did a great job there. He averaged 13 points a game his sophomore year, started a bunch of games in those 2 years for James Dickey, who's an Arkansas native. Then his mother died, and he wanted to be back closer to Little Rock, and Mike Anderson had taken over. And Mike had recruited him at Missouri. He really kind of fits that style. You know, the they like a guy that's muscled and 6'6", and maybe not 6'10", that can run the floor and play inside in that system. So he's really perfect for it. They inquired about him at Missouri, but they really thought he was going to go to Arkansas, so they kind of lightly recruited him. And then all of a sudden, he didn't go to Arkansas, and a lot of these other schools had scholarships. So it worked out in the end where he came back, and Anderson said, yeah, we've got room for you. Comes up there. The red-white game last year, he did well, 13 points, 10 boards. Everybody's like, who is this guy? And then he sits out the year. He pushes the team in practice. And then this year's red-white game, 26 points. Initially, I thought that what he would bring is a lot of toughness on the defensive end and rebounding, but I think I may have undersold his scoring ability. And at Houston, you know, he had a bunch of double-doubles. I can't remember what the number was. It was 13 points a game. I think he'll add some scoring punch, too. If he just came in and helped inside with rebounding and defense, he'd be valuable. If he can put up a double-double every night, like I wrote in the blog that I wrote where I had the link for the story, if he does that, then I think Arkansas is an NCAA tournament team if they can find somebody to run the point guard. If Kai Madden can do that like he says he wants to, and Harris adds that punch inside, that could be a recipe for winning some games on the road and going to the tournament.
If he could be a double-double guy most nights, it would be fun.
Most nights.
It didn't have to be every night.
Yeah, not every night, but a lot of nights, and be very consistent. Oliver Fitzpatrick said, his high school coach said, one thing on the road, if you can have somebody that can score inside, the crowd is going wild, they're on a 9-0 run, you get it in there and you score an easy bucket. Instead of that, he's a guy, kind of guy that can back a guard in, score, and get the momentum back, and he's not afraid of anything. I mean, he's played 2 years in college basketball. The Conference USA is not like the SEC, but he's seasoned.
See, and I was going to make a point of that, because the thing is, normally people would be sitting around going, well, yeah, but he hasn't done it in the SEC. Well, guess what? In basketball, everything is like the SEC or better just about. I mean, what was the SEC? Like 13th in the RPI last year?
Right.
I mean, like the A-10 was ranked ahead of the SEC. It ain't a great basketball league. So if you're pretty darn good in Conference USA, you'll be pretty darn good in the SEC in most cases.
Yeah, and Anderson said basketball, there's so much parity in that in all these different leagues. You know, you've got Greg McDermott. And he was in the Missouri Valley last year. And they moved, but in that mid-major league, one of the best players in the country. He said, so you see players sprinkled all over. So he said, we were very impressed with what he did at Houston. He kind of almost became one of their go-to guys as a sophomore. So it kind of, he's played, he's like a junior college guy, only he's gotten his training at a Division I school. So he comes in knowing what you need to do to win on the road, playing in some hostile environments, and just understanding Division I basketball. So you've got a guy that's just ready to come in and contribute. And I would be very surprised if he doesn't. I think the 26 points in the red-white game, while that is a scrimmage game and it's against your own team, I think a lot of people are excited to think that he could do that for them, you know, night in and night out or something similar to that.
And he's a guy that likes, not only is going to be solid on the road, not intimidated, but a guy that really appreciates and enjoys that environment, right?
He does. He's just got some toughness to him, and he's played – like I said, Division I on the road, and he said that he likes nothing more than to go out there and silence them. He said it's a lot of fun when you leave a gym, an opposing gym, and they walk out quietly. So Anderson told me, I said, if you had him last year, do you think things would have been different? He said, absolutely. You know, he said we would have won a couple more games on the road, I think. So
does this team – do you get the sense this team believes it's an NCAA team?
I think so, and – Mike Anderson is a classy guy. He is not going to say anything bad about B.J. Young, Marshawn Powell, Mickelson, but he keeps talking about chemistry over and over and over again. What that tells me is that team last year didn't have very good chemistry. This team, even in the informal workouts and everything, he's noticed that they bond. They've bonded off the floor. They've done some activities like a boot camp together. And so I think this team meshes well, and I think they do have a lot of confidence in each other. I think he's going to be a big reason why Harris, because he's a junior, he's been through some of those battles. I think he'll kind of help lead them a little bit.
There's a lot to be said about bonding off off the court.
Well, and Wally has made the point, and others have as well, it is probably addition by subtraction. That is not to say that B.J. Young will not be an effective NBA player. I guess he's a developmental league guy
Rio
now.
Rio Grande.
But, I mean, it will be a little bit of addition by subtraction. Yeah. If Kai Madden can be the confident kid we saw in high school, he certainly has the ability. He definitely has the IQ. Mm-hmm. And he distributed the ball well, turned it over a little bit more than we would like to have seen in the red-white game. But a guy that definitely can do a good job there, I would think, as far as facilitating goes.
Yeah, Kai has been one of those guys the first 2 years where he hasn't really hurt them a lot, but he hasn't helped them a lot either. He's kind of been a distributor. And I think he's a guy, he scored in the red-white game. And I think if he can do that from the point guard position, because in high school he was a scorer. I thought he was going to come to Arkansas and be a two guard and score. Then he kind of has been playing this role player role as a point guard. If he can score a little bit and not make many mistakes, that's the other key. If somebody steps up there, and then Harris and Bobby Portis, Moses Kingsley can man the inside, then I think they in this SEC that's not tremendous, they're going to have a chance to go to the tournament.
I would hope so. Picked a little lower than they need to be. They're going to have to finish significantly higher in the actual season than they were predicted to finish if they're going to make the NCAA. Because I'll be hard-pressed to believe, or I would be shocked, I guess, would be a better way to say it, if this team gets more or this league gets more than five teams in.
Yeah, you know what I think is real important, too, and this is going to be tough. I think they got to win some games in Hawaii, you know, at the Maui tournament, which is going to be tough. But if, you know, when you go and look at your resume at the end of the year, if you've beaten a couple of those top 10 teams and the league's not getting a lot of respect, but you did a good job in the non-conference slate, then that may help you to get in the tournament. So I think these games coming up are going to be very important for them.
Yeah, we're going to have live coverage from over in Maui as well. I appreciate Trey and Randy being willing to take one for the team and go over there. It's
be good.
I mean, hey, I can do it.
Steve, his son played with him.
With Alandis?
Yes.
Hey, Steve.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
What's
doing
up?
Great. I just got a comment on Alandis. My son, of course, I had a lot of boys play ball, basketball, play with Alandis AAU-wise. He's just one of those kids that's tenacious. And, you know, they talk about him not playing Southeast Conference. Well, he individually, I don't know, I hadn't been listening here. I just turned it on. But he individually beat Arkansas.
Yeah, just about. Yeah, no, he's a great player. Yeah. Well, like we were just saying, too, Steve, we followed that comment up with the SEC is not exactly setting the bar when it comes to basketball. Football, yes. Baseball, probably. Basketball, absolutely not. It's a to call it a second-rate conference is probably doing it, giving it more credit than it deserves after last year. So hopefully they'll be better. We all know what Kentucky's going to do again with all the high school recruits. The fact that the preseason player of the year is a true freshman is a little bit bothersome, but that's the nature of college basketball now.
Portis is ranked number 30, or like 28 out of 30 incoming college freshmen, according to Jeff Barzillo from CBS Sportsline. Like six, there's like, was it six at Kentucky that are ahead of him? And then a couple other guys from Tennessee and Florida. So the lifeblood of this league, everybody's saying, is these true freshmen.
Hey, give them credit. They're great at recruiting.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Atlantis is one of those spark plugs that I don't think, I hadn't heard a lot about him before. We're just going to start talking about basketball again. But he is one of those players that makes a difference, and I think we're going to come out light years ahead of where we thought we were going to be because we haven't. So that's all right. All I got to say.
Steve, just thanks. Listen. All right, appreciate it. James, we got about a minute left. Go ahead. James gave up. He wanted to talk vampires. I'm sure that would have been fascinating. We'll talk with Nate a little more.